toxicity or being toxic. Okay. In the last probably 5 years, I've noticed that a lot of things are coming up that people are saying are toxic. Okay. And this raises a question of exactly what is toxic. And why is it being overused? Why are people using it as an excuse? Is that there are those that because of a ideology or something that has to do with them. Okay. Say you have a person that is really some way on their behavior and their actions and discovered these things that, for lack of a better word, triggering to them, that irritate them, get them mad, or they don't agree with it. Okay. So let's look at the non-agreement part here. Well, we all see things differently. Okay. And that because if somebody doesn't agree with you by maybe how they speak, short of being crass or being offensive, literally, legitimately offensive, or saying something that is true, you find that bothers you. Well, if it is legitimately true, then it's not toxic. And if you have a problem with hearing a truth and a reality because it disturbs your little world and makes you uncomfortable, that's on you. That's not being toxic. That is just causing you a discomfort because you didn't like what you heard. And then you can't then turn around and blaming it for a group of people saying, well, they're toxic. Incorrect. If we have a problem with something that really causes no harm, that is your problem. And in today's society, for TikTok, all these other things, to gain sympathy, to fulfill an ideology. I'm going to quit dancing around this. That if a man speaks up and says a truth, it's toxic. Why is it toxic? Because it challenges an ideology. And that, for example, someone being held accountable, all right, to their behavior, to their actions, to what they say. It's called humility. It's holding you accountable and responsible for your actions. That's called helping you be responsible and take responsibility. It's not toxic. Okay. Taking somebody out for a dinner and laying boundaries of don't order this much. And somebody ends up going over this. And then being said, well, that person's toxic because they didn't let me do something I wanted to do. No, they're sticking to their own integrity and they're setting a boundary. Setting a boundary is not toxic. It helps earn respect. And when you want to step over those boundaries and then say, well, that's toxic. No, that's being disrespectful if you want to step over those boundaries. Okay. Maintaining boundaries isn't toxic. Saying, I don't appreciate that and holding you to it is not toxic. Speaking your mind about what has stepped over your boundaries and what you have been offended by, legitimately offended by, not by your feelings, which feelings is a response. Not fact. It's not actual. Sure, you may actually feel what you do and what the result of something is. But it's not factual. If you're upset about something, why are you upset about it? What was it about what was said that or done that upset you? Okay, that's your own stuff. If it's harmful and does cause harm, if it harms your emotional state legitimately by what somebody has said, that is genuinely a malicious attack. Or is abusive. Legitimately abusive. Or is neglectful. Legitimately and genuinely. Mental harm. True. Mental harm and true emotional harm and physical harm. Okay. But if someone is oversensitive and they, well, that's toxic. How? Take it upon yourself to say, how was it toxic? Okay, in the Jedi community, there's a whole lot of this going on. People have gotten to the point of you want a better community, but yet you're unwilling to accept the facts of the problem. If you want things to change in the community, then do what it takes. Who cares if you get a little butt hurt? Getting butt hurt on occasion is nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. Everybody needs to get butt hurt a little bit. Okay? No one is exempt from getting butt hurt. And if you can't deal with that, and that being part of getting healthy, because it stirs up something in you, you need to examine you. Not blame and point fingers at somebody else. In self-searching and finding out what is holding you back. If somebody says and has you do something, well, that's really toxic. No, it's not. If it's good for you and caused you to stop doing something that may be harmful to somebody else, and you got called out on it, that's not toxic. That's called causing you to be a better person, to become healthy, to become responsible. It's not toxic. If you make a decision based on emotion, that's toxic. Okay. Now, we all will buy something and do something because it's an emotional decision, spur of the moment. Like, I wanted to buy an ice cream or I wanted to go to a movie. All right. Somebody brought it up. Oh, yeah, that sounds real good. You get real happy because you liked the idea. All right. And you know what? Yeah. And everybody's great together. And yes, you made an emotional decision. Nothing wrong with that. But if it harms you financially and you continually do things that are financially irresponsible, and then you start begging for money and keep doing it and have somebody enable you to keep doing the same thing, that is toxic. And then when somebody goes, no, and you get upset because you keep borrowing money from them, and then you go, you're being toxic. No, they're not. They're standing their ground. Or because somebody actually displays real genuine traits that make them what they are, not being emotionally fed and feeding into your emotions because you want somebody to, that's toxic. Is having somebody feed into your emotions and want, and you want to have sympathy from them and be on the same level you are emotionally, that's not toxic. It's not toxic if they don't give it to you. They're not giving it to you because it's the right thing to do. Your emotions are yours. They're not somebody else's. I know this all may sound confusing, but I wanted to lay this out in hopefully very plain terms. And what is also toxic is having somebody stay where you are comfortable. What is comfortable to you about what they do, what they say, because it's comfortable for you. And then when that person is getting improving and getting healthier and you don't like it, then you try to put a guilt trip on them and shame them over getting better because it goes against how they allowed you to manipulate them. And then they go, no more. And then you try to shame and guilt trip that person. Oh, going, well, I don't understand why you're doing this anymore. This is making me uncomfortable. This hurts my feelings. And a person simply said no and said, no, this doesn't need to happen right now, or no, we shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't be spending all this money on frivolous expenses. And then the person trying to get the person to do the things that aren't good, you're asking that person to compromise who they are. And they've said no. And you want it because it makes you happy. That's toxic. And you not getting what you want caused you to get upset. Well, the fact of the matter is, you're upset because you didn't get what you wanted. And you wanted that person to give in to what you wanted to do completely. No, that's being toxic. And then you want to befriend that person or break up with that person, and you threaten it because you didn't get your way. That's being toxic. Or if you want to shout at somebody out of anger and say, well, they made you do that. Nobody made you do a thing. You have a choice. And then you want to blame other people for what you do. Abuse, neglect is toxicity. And I'm going to go down the list of some things that are toxic, okay? Actual abuse emotionally means you doing something that manipulates, causes that person to compromise their standards and their beliefs and compromise themselves. Toxic. To threaten to not do something or to do something to get what you want from them. Coercing. Toxic. That's also manipulation. Toxic. Withholding something to gain power over somebody or to get control because you're mad at the person. Or that you don't think they deserve it. Or you withhold being nice and you're just flat out being mean just because you're upset at the person. That's toxic. Not willing to confront an issue that is causing a problem and then blame it why you don't want to. And you leave the other person wondering why when there's a problem and it's a genuine problem that you or the other person has caused and you ignore it and it builds up into something else, that's toxic. Or you bring something up from the past to take a real dig at somebody just to get the upper hand and to make that person really feel guilty because you know they feel bad about what they've done already. You taking a dig at somebody like that to get that out of that person so you can get what you want out of them, that's toxic. But if somebody will hold you to something, holds you responsible and holds you to what's right and correct, morally, ethically, and with principle behind it, that's not toxic. Now, I said something about morals and principle, okay? That is also something that we can confuse. All right. What are morals, what we believe in, to be right and wrong? All right. That's moral. That's something we wrestle with for ourselves, right? And what's right and wrong. Okay. What actually is in truth. Principles. That if we use our morals and what we believe as what is actually true and use that as fact to throw back at the other person, that's toxic. Okay? Oh, and the question may get, well, how the question may come up, well, how do you know if it's moral and principle? If you have a question, sit down and look at what the facts are, the actual fact, okay? Toxic is what tears down. What causes people to do things or to hold people to things they don't want to do. They don't need to do. That go against one's principles, one's morals. Okay. If you explain things and get to the point of solving it, and if the other person continues to persist to push their own self motives, on you when you've already stated your position after you've had and discussed the real reason, and they persist and why you're not comfortable with something anymore, what that other person is doing is being toxic. But if something is saying, if somebody is saying something or doing something you're not completely comfortable with, or they use the word or a phrase or something that you don't feel good about, and it just like, can we not say that? Can it really cause any harm? Or if you're just saying something to say something and you can't tell why, and you just don't like what that is, for whatever your reasons are, that's being toxic. What this comes down to is being honest with yourselves. Okay? Being toxic is not because you don't, if somebody doesn't agree, that's not being toxic. Okay? That's just letting somebody say from their perspective and their perception on something. That's not toxic. That's like an opinion. Everybody has one. An opinion is not toxic. When we project that onto somebody else because of our own stuff, that's being toxic. And if we've been led down a path that has us become toxic and unhealthy, you're the one being toxic. The world outside of you is not. Don't blame others for your own shit. Don't blame others for stuff you're harboring and you project onto another person. Don't. You're the one that's unhealthy if you do that. You're the one that's toxic. Okay? You could not think in this world that things are always fair, things are always easy. You're trying to always do that, make it easy and always fair, and trying to make it in your favor so you don't have to be accountable or responsible to anything. You're the toxic person. If you're trying to do something and get away with it, and you keep doing it, and then you get mad when somebody wants to hold you to it, they're not the one being toxic. You are. And I know there are going to be people out there that are going to say, he went there. Yes, I did. I think more people need to go there. More people need to actually uncover and address to clear out the wreckage, to clear out the junk, take the trash out. And if the community loses people because of it, so be it. for that person to change their ways because they genuinely need to, truthfully need to, honestly need to. But if you're in this Jedi community, because you find evil, you find it easy to find these people that are broken and they're easy victims, and you're the evil one, you're toxic. You're trying to target people that have problems, and you keep just bringing that up and holding them in that set mindset and that frame of mind, and they generally want to get better, that you keep holding them there and making that, and that person continues to get angrier and angrier over it. And you keep scratching that sore. You're the toxic person. Getting better is addressing what the problem is and doing something about the problem. What's causing the problem? Not staying in it. That's not getting better. That's not improving. You are as much of the sickness as the problem that that person is having. You're the one still feeding the problem. You are toxic. It needs to genuinely sit down at the table and actually go, this is unhealthy. I'm talking about actual, genuine behavior. The actions people have and the actions people are doing that are causing the problem. But then again, too, if we base everything on trying to correct the problem, okay, we can go the other direction as well and become too controlling. That is also toxic. But if we're trying to get things corrected based on ideals, that's not good either. Doing something based on ideals to correct a problem can become toxic, okay? But we have to remember, people are who they are. But that's not an excuse. If people were raised up a certain way in a certain culture, and what they may say is different than what we said, that's not toxic. That's just their culture, okay? We have to give that leniency. But also, it's up to the other person to learn what we find offensive or what they find offensive, okay? Then we monitor ourselves over that. That's being healthy. That's not being toxic. That's called problem solving and finding a common ground. So, I want people to think about what is toxic? What is toxicity? What is actually yours? What's yours to own? What's yours to take responsibility over and correct? It's not somebody else's responsibility, okay? And if you keep going and asking people for this or that, and them taking notes about something, or they are saying, hey, I noticed this, that you keep going back, because you want somebody to always monitor your own behavior, that can be leading into the point of being toxic, okay? Simply because that's your own insecurity. An insecure person is always going to find and want a way to get validation, to get approval. To find something that they are going to feel good about. When really and truly things they need to find what makes them feel good about themselves is up to that person. And constantly going back to it and continually say this, and this. Well, the person that continually does it needs to stop. Because you can only go through a revolving, you can always do this broken record so much, right? That is also can be broaching toxic. Because you are in the behavior as the other person. You're enabling it. Too much is a bad thing. So, what I'm going to do is I want everybody to think here, and I'm going to leave you with this like I always try to do. I want everybody to think about them. And this is where a lot of people want to avoid is sit down, make a list. Of who you're mad at, why, what they did, and what part you had to be at, you had to play in this, and what caused all of that. Okay. I'll say that again. And I'll slow it down. Who you were mad at. And everybody's mad at somebody. Nobody is without. What happened? What was the result? What was the outcome? What was the consequence you faced? And what was your part in it? Not the other person. This isn't a finger pointing exercise. Okay. Want people to think about that. And see what you come up with. You'd be surprised on how much of your own toxic behavior it reveals. And the people you're around that are toxic as well, that keep infecting you. Everybody have a good one. Al Griffin out. Thank you.